Oh, hey, Richard. I forgot you were here this weekend. It's awfully nice of you to look after the house for my mom. I mean, you know, I'm so busy sometimes with my friends. I might have not been here all weekend, but I decided to come home tonight. You know, we should hang out tonight. What do you think, Richard? We're cousins, you know. We should hang out. Yeah, I think you want to hang out with me. Even though I'm only 14 years old, we can still have some fun together, right? Uh-huh. You know, I've always felt kind of, I don't know, close to you. Always felt like we had some kind of connection. Do you feel that too, Richard? Good. Yeah, you've always treated me very kindly. But, how do I say this? I can tell you have something you're always hiding. There's something going on under the surface with you. There isn't? Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'm making it up, but I see it now. I really do. Something is hiding underneath that maybe you don't tell anyone else either. Something that is a big secret. And you know, I really, really like secrets. I'm the best secret keeper. I mean, it's just fun. It's fun knowing something that not everyone knows. It's exciting. And I was so curious about this secret that I'm pretty sure that you have. That, don't get mad, okay? But I did go through your phone earlier today. You didn't know I was here. That's how I was able to do it. You were taking a nap. Do you remember that? And I came home and I don't know. I just saw your phone sitting there and I thought, you know what? I could get on his phone and I could figure out what that secret is that he has. And you know what I found? I found your secret stash. A spank bank, if you will. And you know the one I'm talking about. I can see it in your face. I found some particular photos that, Richard, quite devious of you. Quite, I'd say even illegal. Oh, hush. Calm down. No need to stress out. Yet. I'll just put it that way. Don't you worry. I'm not going to call the cops or anything. Well, I mean, I might. I might if you don't follow every direction I have to the T. Because you see, Richard, I like having control over men. I don't know, call it sport, call it fun. It really is fun, though. I like having men by their fucking balls. And I bet you don't know my favorite way to grab a man by his balls is. Through blackmail. Well, the threat of blackmail. It's really easy, Richard. You're going to obey me. You're going to be my little bitch. And if you are a good boy, for me, then no one knows how much of a pedophile you are. Mm-hmm, that's right. I said it. I saw those non-nude photos of little girls on your phone, Richard. You're a pedophile. A sick one, too. Not just like teens my age. Oh my gosh, Richard, they were so much more younger. Could get you in a whole lot of trouble. But it's very easy. Like I said, if you just follow my commands, you're safe. Your secret's safe with me. But if you don't obey me to a T, I will ruin your fucking life with your big secret. So, the first thing I want you to do is I want you to undress completely naked. Shirt, pants, underwear, socks, bare naked. Do it now, Richard. Come on. I know you're in my room, and I bet you've been dreaming of being in here. That's right. You know, I'm young. Well, too old for your interests, apparently, but not too long ago, I was an age that you probably got very excited about, you pervert. You probably have jerked off to me before, you sick fuck. Now get on my bed. Look at you, my cousin. My own cousin, my family member, naked in my bed. Whatever are we going to do? That's for me to know and you to find out. Now I bet you're hoping that I take off my clothes, get on that bed with you, and start doing really vile and disgusting things that would get you thrown in jail, which I think you would like that. I bet it would be all worth it to fuck your underage cousin. Well, it's statutory rape, honey. That's what it is, but I bet you wouldn't even blink an eye. I wouldn't even have to force you, would I? But see, that's not what's going to happen. I'm not getting undressed. I'm not fucking you. And you're not putting your hands on me. Like I said, I think I'm too old for you, Richard. You pedophile. But what I'm going to do is I have this box here. I've been really good at organizing photos over the years by my age. So I have a box for every year. So I've gone back to the year that I was 11 years old. You're too easy, Richard. Me just saying my previous age of 11. I saw your perverted cock twitch, you sick fuck. And we're not even getting quite started yet. Oh my, you're really going to be twitching and squirming there in my bed. And let me remind you, dear Richard, my dear cousin, if you don't do exactly what I say, I will ruin your life and blackmail you so that the rest of your life is ruined. The rest of your life, people will know that you're a child porn addict, that you're attracted to little girls, and you'll be hated forever. Everyone will look at you as some kind of sexual predator, some kind of sick fuck. But I don't want to do that, Richard. I don't, even though it sounds so much fun to watch you get exposed for the real sicko you are, but it's fine. I want to keep your secret. I don't want to blackmail you, so do everything I say. Do you understand me? Very good. Very good, Richard. Now, I'm going to give you these selected photos that I've already looked through. I've got a picture of 11-year-old me at the beach wearing a wet swimsuit. I'm sure you see how that wet swimsuit material is clinging to my 11-year-old preteen body. You're fucking sick, Richard. Look at you. Oh my God. You are so horny for 11-year-old me. Oh, it's too easy. But here's another one. This one's pretty innocent, right? Me at the age of 11, wearing a sweet little dress. I mean, I just look like the picturesque 11-year-old preteen. But someone like you, this is porn for you. A porn of an innocent picture of a little girl at the age of 11 wearing a dress, being a child. And you turn this into porn, you sick fuck. And now, let's see. Oh, here's the other one. Here's me, 11-year-old me, wearing something pretty skimpy. Oh, it must have been summer because I'm barely wearing any clothes. Short shorts. My flat little tummy is showing. And I've got that midriff on. Do I look sexy, Richard? Do you think your cousin looks sexy in this barely there outfit? You are a fucking pedophile. You know that? Yeah, you're way too easily triggered. Look at you, falling for every single trap that I have. It's perfect, though. Now, so here's what we're going to do. You're going to hold those pictures in your hand. You're going to spread them out like cards in your hand. And you're going to take your other hand and you're going to wrap it around that perverted dick of yours. Come on. I said do it. And I promise you, you do not want to disobey me in the situation you're in. Fucking do it, Richard, or I will expose you for the child porn addict you are. That is very good. Now, just jerk off. I'm sure that's not hard, is it, Richard? Jerking off to an 11-year-old girl. Especially me, your own cousin. Someone you're related to, jerking off to me. Like, oh my God, it's like you're almost like that one really perverted uncle that everyone has. That's you. Okay. Oh, yeah. Yes, Richard. Why, yes, I am taking photos of this. Every picture I take on my phone is a picture of you in my bed. A picture of my adult cousin laying in my bed naked. I've got your face in shot. I've got my pictures in shot that are sitting in your hands. And I've also got that hard cock of yours in your hand in the same shot. Because this is my ammunition. I'm always going to have these pictures I'm taking cocked and ready to just push out whenever I fucking want. Whenever I want. And the only time I will is if you don't give me what the fuck I want. And I will hold these close because that's the beauty of blackmail, Richard. That's the fun of it for me, is seeing how much you squirm around me, seeing how desperate and eager you are to please me. And you know, Richard, this is just fun for me. It really is. I'm 14 years old, but here I am. I have an adult man wrapped around my fingers. I can make you do anything I want. And it's perfect, really. I've never gotten a chance to have a real pedophile wrapped around my finger. It's perfect. Because I can tell by looking at you now, I'm not having to force you right now. I'm not having to force you to stroke your dick. You're looking at my pictures. You haven't hardly blinked your fucking eyes because you think 11-year-old me is hot. You want to fuck me at the age of 11, I can tell. You like the way my 11-year-old body looks, your own fucking cousin. Wow, Richard. You really are a pedophile. You're proving this as every second goes by because you are so hard. You're hard for an 11-year-old, a preteen, Richard. And you know, I wish I could have been your own star session non-nude model. You know, because I was looking at the photos on your phone, your little spank bank of child porn, those non-nudes. I noticed the little logo at the bottom. Yeah, that's right. I know what Star Sessions is, Richard. The look of shock in your face when I say that. But yeah, I wish I could have been your own little Star Session non-nude model. I could have given you all the spank bank material you needed, your own cousin. Huh. I bet you would have loved that, huh? Maybe we would have gotten so close. Maybe, just maybe, my little jailbait ass would have turned you into a real child molester. My own cousin. A child molester, a sex offender, because my little 11-year-old body, he just couldn't fucking deny. He had to get his hands on my little tiny body, my little baby hips, and my little baby tits. You are a sick fuck, Richard. You know that? You really fucking are. I knew you had a secret, but I had no idea that it was your secret pedophile. And you know what? I think pedophiles need to be punished because, you know, you shouldn't be thinking about little girls that way. But you're going to keep your eyes glued on my pictures. Do you hear me, Richard? Even imagine that my voice right now is the voice of my 11-year-old self. Spread those legs a little bit. Stop panicking. I'm not going to do anything weird. I'm just going to punish your balls. I'm going to slap them because you know what? They're probably getting so full right now from you jerking off to your fucking 11-year-old cousin and they need to be slapped. Like that. And you have to take it, don't you? You have to take every bit of it because I will blackmail you. And I know you don't want that, do you, Richard? You don't want to be blackmailed because everyone will know that you're a sick pedophile and that you jerk off to child porn and that you jerk off to your own 11-year-old fucking cousin. Oh, this is too fun. I didn't know slapping men's balls was so fun. Oh, that was a hard one, wasn't it? You deserve it. You understand me, my dear cousin? You deserve to be punished because you are a child porn addict. You're attracted to children. And not only children, but your own fucking cousin. Ew. You are sick. Oh my gosh, you are. I bet I bet you just, when you look at all those non-nudes, all those little girls, when you look at me, 11-year-old me, I bet you just fantasize about raping our little preteen bodies, don't you, Richard? You need to be punished for that. Yes. And you know what? I'm going to pull on them. Yeah, I'm going to pull on your balls. And you can't do anything about it, can you? Because if you were to tell me to get off of you, I would get on my phone and I'd send these pictures that I have here of you jerking off in my bed. And I'd send them to my mom, your family member. She'd send them to all the other family members. I'd send copies to the cops. I'd tell everyone at my school that my cousin, Richard, is a disgusting pedophile who jerked off in my bed to my 11-year-old photos. That's right. And this is what you deserve. That pull, me pulling and tugging on your disgusting pedo balls. This is what you deserve, Richard. Do you understand me? Yes, and don't you dare stop jerking off because I like seeing you. I like seeing you leaking and throbbing and not being able to stop jerking off, looking at my photos, getting punished. You love it, don't you? You like it. You like being owned because that's pretty much what you are. You're owned by your 14-year-old cousin now. But in your mind, I want you to be thinking that you're owned by 11-year-old me. Do you understand me? Your little lolly femdom. Oh, what's wrong, Richard? Am I making your balls sore? Well, good. They deserve to be sore. I want them bruised up because that's what pedophiles deserve. They deserve to be punished. And listen up. Listen up. You do not explode that gooey, disgusting pedo jizz in my bed unless I fucking tell you to. And I'm going to make this worse and worse. I know you've been holding back. If you were to bust a nut right now, these pictures would be sent in like 3 seconds. So don't you dare bust a nut in my bed. This is so much fun, Richard. I love controlling you. I really do. Yeah, controlling my kitty fucking cousin, Richard. That's right. I bet you want to fuck kids, don't you? Yeah, you want to rape little kids. Little girls, do you want to rape that 11-year-old you're staring at, your 11-year-old cousin, me? Don't tell me my child predator cousin is turned on by braces, brace-faced preteens. Oh my God, you sick fuck. Don't you dare jizz, you understand me? That's it. I will sit there and spank your balls because I can tell you're getting close. Don't you dare, Richard. Don't you dare. I say when you come. Do you understand me? And I didn't say to stop jerking off. You keep jerking off. You keep pumping that pedo dick of yours. That's punishment too. Having to deny yourself that ultimate orgasm, looking at your own personal star session, non-nude model, your own cousin. I know you want to bust your nut so bad, but you're not. You're not. And in a moment, I'm going to count you down and I'm going to make it so hard, Richard. I'm going to make it so hard on you. By the time I get to one, you're just going to be coming all over my ceiling, popping off like the sick fuck you are. Oh my God, Richard, you're such a child porn addict, aren't you? A child porn junkie. But, you know, you're my child porn junkie. Your own star session, non-nude model, femdom. Kind of fun, isn't it, Richard? It really is. It's fun for me, at least, and that's all that matters. I think you're having fun, too. I can tell by how hard your dick is. Now, I want you to look at that one picture of me at the beach. Yeah, that one. The one where that wet bathing suit is hugging my 11-year-old body. I guess I need to really slap your balls through this to make sure you don't fucking come. No, you're not going to come. You're going to want to because I know that you're looking at my budding tits. You are, you sick fuck. You're looking at my non-nudes, my wet bathing suit, and I'm only 11 years old. Yes, I bet you just, oh, you're dying to see those 11-year-old tits, aren't you? Yes. And I know, Richard, I know for a fact that my little kitty pussy was completely fucking hairless. Mm-hmm. And I bet you'd want to see it raped, wouldn't you? Molested, pounded. And I bet you would want to be that kitty fucker that does it, don't you? Yeah, that's right. You're so easy, Richard. You're so fucking easy. My pedo pumping cousin. I'm ready to count you down now. And you listen up. You don't slow down or I will blackmail you for the sick fuck that you are. You don't come too early or I will expose to our family and the cops that you are a child predator. That you should be a sexual offender on some fucking list. You understand me? Good. Here we go. 10. Don't you dare slow down, Richard. You pump your dick to my 11-year-old body because that's your favorite kind of child porn, isn't it? Non-nudes. And imagine, just imagine that I am an actual star session non-nude model. Your own child, your own preteen to pump to, your own jailbait, little preteen to pump that pedophile dick to. You fucking disgust me, Richard, but I love triggering you. It's so easy to do. 9, and I want you to think about me completely nude as an 11-year-old. I want you to think about fucking a child. And you better remember that if you don't follow my directions, and I'll know that I'm going to blackmail you. So you fucking think about me at 11 years old getting fucked by adult cock. Do it now, Richard. That's right. You fucking sick bastard, thinking about an 11-year-old getting fucked by a cock, getting raped. That's porn to you. Child porn, kitty porn. 8. And of course, a true pedo like you would have a folder full of non-nude models, star sessions, candy dolls, LS models, poor little girls on Instagram. You're turning little girls into child porn. You sick fuck. You're a child loving pedophile, Richard, my own cousin. And now you're jerking off to your cousin, you sick fuck. And you're loving it. You're loving it. It's the best porn you've ever seen, isn't it? 7. And I want you to remember, Richard, I have you metaphorically and literally by your fucking balls. If you don't obey me, for the rest of your life, I will have these photos, the photos where you are seen in my bed, and I'm a child, I'm underage still, in my bed jerking off to my 11-year-old photos. I will push that out to anyone and everyone I know, and everyone will know that you're a sick pedophile. And they will say that you belong in jail. They will say that you're a sexual offender, a monster, a disgusting sick fuck. 6. But we don't have to get there. Do we, Richard? All you have to do is follow directions. All you have to do is pump that pedo cock for me. All you have to do is pump pumped to your 11-year-old own cousin, your very own star session non-nude model. Uh-huh. Your favorite thing to do, I bet. I bet you've pumped out so many loads to non-nude models, haven't you? You child porn addict. You child porn junkie. That's what you are. 5. And look at you, poor Richard. You want to come, don't you? You want to bust that pedo jizz all in my bed? Well, don't you dare fucking do it yet. And don't slow down. Because I told you, if you slow down, if you jizz too early, I will send these photos out and you don't want that. And I can tell you want to bust your nut. You want to show me, your own cousin, how hard you come for my 11-year-old body. You want to show me so fucking bad, don't you, Richard? 4. I learned really quickly that 11 years old preteens are your favorite porn stars. I saw in your non-nudes all those star session girls. You're obsessed with preteens. I mean, preteens are your porn. Preteen porn stars. Now you've got your own one. One that you're related to. That's right, Richard. You're jerking off to your 11-year-old cousin, you sick fuck. 4. And now every time you're sitting alone in the dark being a pedo gooner, jerking that pedo dick, you're going to think of me, aren't you? You're going to think of me, 11-year-old me, and it's going to make it that much more hotter, that much more scarier. You're going to be thinking also in the back of your mind, oh my God, has she sent that photo of me in her bed to all my family and the cops? It's going to be so fun, Richard. I fucking own you. I own you, my own cousin, my sick pedophile cousin. 3. You're getting so much more close, Richard. That's if I let you come. I don't have to let you come, do I? Because I get to call the shots. I tell you what to do, how to do it, and how quickly or how long you get denied. 2. Am I going to let you come? Am I going to let the sick pedophile, child porn addict, non-nude obsessed pedo in my bed? Am I going to let him come, my own cousin? Am I going to let him come in my bed? Am I going to let my cousin come to my 11-year-old photos right in front of me? Am I going to watch my cousin come right in front of me? Get your hands off. Countdown is done. Did you think I was going to let you come, Richard? No. No, you are not pumping that jizz in my bed. That's disgusting. Ugh. But you can keep those photos. Uh-huh. And you can, I don't know, go in your car or go in the bathroom and jerk that load out, but it's not going to be in front of me. Or, you know, don't pump it out. Because if I were to catch you in the bathroom jerking off to my 11-year-old photos, I might just have to call the cops on you, you know? I can't have a pedophile jerking off in my own house. It's dangerous. This has been really, really fun, Richard. Put on your clothes and get out of my room, okay?